Hello.
Hi, Miss Hughes available, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Shane's here from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress for making a compensation claim from when you were younger and in care. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't even know about the test day buttons on that. I was in jail a long time ago. I witnessed an awful lot of whatever and
yeah.
I feel a lot myself.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I wasn't expecting a call.
Yeah, I do apologise. So we have received your information. So my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you've witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse while you was in care, you'll qualify for a Scottish redress compensation payment. Now, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay? All I have to do is just go for a claim report. It roughly takes around about 5-10 minutes maximum. Then one of the legal team will ring you back within 7 to 14 days to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay with you?
But what's the proof? I can say anything, but they still need to find the proof to that.
So as long as these records with your name on, being at the locations that you say you're going to be at, then they'll be able to get that and be able to claim for you.
All right. Yeah, because I've got...
Okay.
I mean, I'm 46 now, but I still have other in the house, services at that time, grown up, and they've got their own families now,
yeah.
Who I still am in contact with, if you know what I mean.
So what I'll do, I'll go for a claim report with you now. There'll be a few questions. Some may apply to you, some may not apply to you. If they don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we can move on. Is that all right?
Right.
So
okay.
I've got your first name is Lisa, L-I-S-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. I've got an email address here, Lisa. Bear with me a moment. LisaHughes59@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have access to your emails?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Best contact number we have for you is the one ringing you on now, and it ends in 780, correct?
Yeah. My name back then was... My name back then was under... an adoption name. My name.
Right, that's perfectly fine. What I'll do, I'll take that from you in a few moments, and then that'll obviously go onto your record, okay?
Right.
No problem. So, Lisa, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
17/1/1980.
We've got the same birthday, me and you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bear me just one
moment. I don't know how old I am.
So, I'm just going to... I'm just going to create your report now for you, all right? Give me 1 second. So, Lisa, can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please?
G524AG, Alpha Golf.
That's fine. And we've got Langstyle Road in Glasgow.
Yeah,
which number?
Number two.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. If I do go quiet, I am not ignoring you. I'm just updating your records, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first question that we do need to ask you, okay, do you have a terminal illness by any chance?
No.
No, that's fine. I do need to place onto your report a beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, due to the compensation amount being a substantial amount, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation and you couldn't receive it, who would you like the payment to go to?
Stephanie Irvin. My
Stephanie,
daughter.
What was the surname?
Irvin, I-R-V-I-N-E.
I-R-V-I-N-E. Okay, that's fine. Yep, that's perfectly fine. And is Stephanie over the age of 18?
Yeah, she's 28.
That's fine. She'll only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you. Okay.
Okay.
I do need to put a contact number on your report. Have you got a contact number for Stephanie?
I'll need to get this. Come on.
Take your time.
Stephanie. Okay, it's 074. Oh, God, you know, I've not got my glasses on. I'm going to see what that's like in Zoom in, right? 07 482 392 913.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm just going to place that on today. Give me a moment. Now, I do need to put in regards to care settings now. So how old were you when you first went in with into the care system?
I was 11.
11, okay. Mm-hmm. So that would have been 1991. The first place you went to, do you remember the name?
Yeah, it was, oh my God, of course I've just asked, it's really in my mind. Glen Rosa, it was called. It was in Pollock's Hills. Glen Rosa, it was called, yeah, in Pollock's Hills. I went from there, and then I went to Craigdhow because of a bad girl.
Wait, just one moment. I'm just gonna pull up the records for Glen Rosa Children's Home, okay? That won't be a moment. Sorry, it won't be a second there, Lisa. Okay, I'm just pulling up the records for Glen Rosa.
My name back then was different. It was still Lisa. My surname was different.
Okay, I will take your name change from you in a few moments. Okay. So you were there from 1991 till, do you remember when?
1996.
Okay. Okay, so when you left...
1997. Rosa, I think it was 1997, actually. Aye. Maybe
was it 1997, was it?
Possibly. Between 1986 and 1997.
That's fine. No problem at all. When you left Glen Rosa, where did you go from there?
I went Glen Rosa and it was Craigdhow, and that was still in Pollock Shields, but then I went back to Glen Rosa. And
okay, so sorry, say that again. So after Glen Rosa, you went to where, sorry?
Craigdhow, but it was only a few weeks, and then back to Glen Rosa. And
do you know how you spell in that?
Craigdhow, is it just the name Craig, and D-O-H, is that Craigdhow, or is it D-O-G-H something? I don't know.
Give me a moment. Let me just see if we can search that within the records.
I don't really know if that's only like a couple of weeks. I was in there and then I went back to Glen Rosa. But after Glen Rosa,
okay,
I went to Helensburgh. Oh my God. Helensburgh was called... Oh God. What was the name of that building? It was Helensburgh.
Okay. I'm just going to try and bring up the records for Craigdhow, okay. There we go, I found it. Craigdhow Children's Home, was it in Pollock Shields, yeah?
Yeah, that was still Pollock Shields.
Yeah, found it. So he was only there for a few weeks.
Yeah, because they said I was naughty in Glen Rosa at the time. I remember that. And then after Glen Rosa, I spent a couple of years.
And you went back to Glen Rosa from there, yeah? You went back to Glen Rosa from after there, 1997. How long did you go back to Glen Rosa for?
I think it was like a year or so, and then I went on to Helensburgh. I'm just trying to remember the name of that place in Helensburgh. It was... God, it was right by the train station. Because I can still see that.
So you went back to Glen Rosa for around about a year, and then around about 1998, you went to, where was it, sorry?
Helensburgh. It was a children's home in Helensburgh.
Helensburgh. Let me find it. Give me a moment.
It was next, and I remember it just being in the middle of nowhere, and there was a train station. But what was the name of that?
So Helensburgh, how are you spelling Helensburgh, do you think?
Helen's Dram. Oh, but I'm going to Google that, right? H-E-L-E-N.
So you broke up then. Say that again. H-A-L-E.
Right, Helen. H-E-L-E-N. S-B-U-R-G-H. Helen's.
Okay, there we go.
Helen's,
yes, I've got it there. Give me a moment.
That's going to annoy me. I was in Helensburgh.
And how long was you at the children's home in Hillsborough?
Oh, good. Was it children's year.
Unit? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. I was there a few years.
I can see that there, Kim. A few years.
Okay. A few years in. I think we were, that was 1990. When was that? I'll call it in 1980.
Would you roughly tell around about 2000?
Maybe 1994. 1994. Because it took a few years now.
Sorry, I'm just gonna go with you again. So you said Glen Rosser from 1991 to
1997. Glen Rosser, that's it, yeah. Glen Rosser was 1991 to maybe 1993, and then on to Helensburgh.
Right. Yeah.
And then after Helensburgh, it was a good checker centre, and I stayed there up until I was 16.
Right, okay. In regards to the abuse, where was it most sustained at?
Helensburgh. Helensburgh, definitely.
It was at Helensburgh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever witness any abuse at Glen Rosser?
With myself, the staff used to just be quite heavy-handed with you. So they did, they'd pin you down, but it would take more than just one of them, or they'd pull your hair. But,
You was restrained quite heavily, yeah?
Aye. That's when I was really young, yeah.
Did you ever witness any other children being abused?
Yeah, we were in beds. We used to get sent to the room, and it was really small, tight rooms, one in Helensburgh. It was dormitory rooms, so it was. And we used to talk to each other from the window, because we were in bed at 7 o'clock every night. So we were, we always remember, I always remember just a young girl who was in the same unit as myself, because there was an admin unit, I remember that, and there was these units, and a young girl would get dragged up the path, and staff would have their hands run her hair, because she had long, long hair, and they would be dragging her up the path.
So there was a lot of physical abuse, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Physical and mental abuse. I need to ask you the question, was there any sexual abuse at all?
I never witnessed anything like that, and it never happened to me, but the only sexual abuse that I would say that I sustained was the innocent penitentiary. It was more flirting. It was more like a flirtatious type of behaviour in the Good Shepherd Centre.
Okay, and was that from staff members?
Yeah, that was in the Good Shepherd Centre. So I went from Helensburgh to the Good Shepherd, and I stayed in the Good Shepherd until I was 16.
When you was at Craig Dhu, was there any abuse there at all?
No, I wasn't long enough. I wasn't there long enough. Just that's experience. You know, that's really the only abuse I can remember.
Okay, no problem at all. So I'm going to place down onto your report for you. Staff would restrain you heavily. You witnessed other children being abused. Also, there would be a lot of physical abuse and mental abuse. Towards yourself and other children, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what will happen, the solicitors will obtain a statement for you, they'll read it back to you. If you're happy with the statement, then they'll proceed. If you'd like to add anything to the statement, then you can do. Okay. What I'm going to do here now, I'm just going to get an authorisation email out to you, Lisa, just while we're on the phone.
Did you get the other children's phone?
To state that you...
Did you get the other home after Helensburgh? The other one was
the Shepherd Centre, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of carry on in there.
Give me just one moment. Shepherd Centre.
That was in Bishop's.
Good Shepherd Centre. Let me just place that in. Stockbridge Shepherd Centre. Give me a moment. I'm just going to place that and see if we can bring up the records to the Goodwood Shepherd Centre. Give me a second.
Yeah, because once I left the Good Shepherd Centre, two young girls committed suicide. They jumped off the Erskine Bridge.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear with me for just one moment. I'm going to bring the records up for the Good Shepherd Centre. And it was in Bishopton, wasn't it? I can see that here on the records.
Yeah.
Let me place that onto there. And you was there for a few years, was you?
Yeah, up until I was 16, and that's when I met my kid's dad. And I they got me my house back then, my first house, the house flat.
Okay. And there was mental, physical abuse and no sexual abuse there?
I don't know about the sexual abuse, but there was a lot of flirtatious behaviour between two male staff at the Good Shepherd Centre towards myself. So I'm assuming that it went on the other guys.
There have been just one moment. I'm going to jot that down for you. Give me a second. Would you say it's had an affection on your adulthood? Do you suffer with any mental health, any PTSD, any...
I suffer tremendous mental health, but it goes back very young how I've just been through an awful lot as a child and through the care system and stuff like that. So I've always suffered some form of mental health. I'm on a lot of medication now for mental health. Even to see psychiatry.
You suffer with anxiety
at all? Yes. But I suppose it's not just the care system for that, it's just everything in life, really.
Of course. Okay, bear with me just one moment. Okay, so I'll place that down there for the Good Shepherd Centre as well. Okay. So what I now need to do is need to get an authorisation email out to you while you're on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
It's a click signed document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Okay. Bear with me just one moment. It says, were you known by any other names? I need to put that in there. Okay.
Yes,
you were known by another name. Is that right?
It was my adopted name. It was Lisa Kirsty. My adopted father was James Percy.
D-E-R-C-Y?
Uh-huh.
It was Lisa Percy, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any documents supporting that?
Yes.
There was?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just going to place that onto the report. Brilliant. So I'm now going to get an authorisation email out to you just while you're on the phone, okay? Once we've done this, we'll need to get one form of ID and one form of proof of address from yourself as well to set your case file up, all right?
Okay.
Bear with me just one moment, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, if you can go onto your emails for me, if you don't mind. There should be an email coming through to you within the next 10 seconds. You'll receive an email and a text message. I don't know which one comes through first, but there'll be a link on there that'll take you through to MMA, and it's an authorization.
I don't know if it's my Wi-Fi. Hang on, don't you? I'm not off, because sometimes it interferes when I'm
talking. You may receive a text message as well that comes through to your phone.
What am I doing?
That's the one, yeah. So if you just click on that link, it'll bring up documents, authorization, and then if you scroll down, it should just say sign here, and then there's a button underneath that says execute all documents. Where it says where you have to put a signature, it's an electronic signature, so do not worry, it'll never match up to your signature, okay?
Okay, all right, I pressed that, sign completed.
And then you press execute all documents, yep, and I'll check that RN for you, okay? Brilliant stuff, I can see that's been completed. Now, last but not least, Lisa, I'm just going to get our administration team to send you a message over via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yes. It's a business
account. So on your case file, will need to put one form of proof of address and one form of ID. So you can use anything, i.e. like a bus pass, passport or driving license. Do you have any of them?
Yeah.
You do. Brilliant. And it has to be a letter dated within the last 3 months, okay? Now, okay. It has to be a picture of a full letter with your address on it, okay? What I'm going to do, I'm just going to place you on hold. If you'd like to just go and take a picture of them, and I'll get the administration
to send
you a message over. Are you not?
No, okay. I'm actually taking a shop.
That's fine. When are you going to be back home?
In the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine, Lisa. So what I'll do, I'll just get our administration team to send you the message over. Then when you're back home, if you'd like to take a picture then and send them back for on WhatsApp, I'll give you a call back once you've done that, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. Lisa, because I'm your case handler, you can always contact me on this number if you've got any questions or you require any updates, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Brilliant. I'll speak with you shortly, Lisa, when you're back home and you get that sent through, okay? Just look out for your message on WhatsApp. All right,
okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.